Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 27th, 2023. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello, how are you, how you doing? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Last weekend in May, which means the end of the English Premier League. The final season in our 2022-2023 run of shows. We have made it through another year, another football year.
Yeah, it's like a tax year. It's like it just starts. Is it that for football?
We run August to the end of May. That is our that's our main calendar period, and we've done well this year. I would say this year's been a pretty successful year, Especially the bit that you and I just kept hitting every single selection on the card. That was nice. Eight of eight, 2 weeks in a row.
That was nice. We did a 4 for 4, and we did a lot of outsiders this year, which was good.
We did a lot of outsiders.
A lot of good guests.
I've not missed a banker bet in months.
I did an offer relatively recently.
We are rolling.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't have a particularly good week last week, but banker still came in, which is, as we said,
That's the bread and butter. Get your bankers in. So we'll recap that last week. Those of you on Patreon watching the video show, you'll notice it's just myself and Gordon for the final episode of this season. We're recording early on Wednesday morning. It's the only time that we could all get it together because obviously I have a very important date tonight in Tannadice Park where Dundee United play Kilmarnock in an absolute cup final game for us. But lose this and we could potentially, it could all be done this evening without even bothering about the weekend games. We could be relegated. So,
are you getting ready for
I'll be at that this evening.
Boo! Are you getting ready for a wee bit of that jazz? Yeah.
I'm dreading it. Absolutely dreading it. If we play anything like we've played in the last three games, although Kilmarnock don't pick up many points away from home, we could easily lose. Like, I was telling folk, I wouldn't be surprised if Dundee United came out and won tonight. I would not be surprised if we came out and got hammered either. Such is the inconsistent nature and just
getting guys sent off for you all the time. I mean, kudos to St. Johnstone. They've picked up a whole bunch of points on the back of, I think after the Livingston game was the last one that they came out of like six games or seven games being like losing. And
I mean, it does help. It does help when your opponents decide to get men sent off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so you get to play 10 men. Kilmarnock got a man sent off in the first half. Hibs. We got a man sent off in the first half when we played them. Like,
Hibs
that's
for
just
a while
giving
had a,
points. This, Hibs but you've got to take, you've got to take your opportunity and you've got to, and you've got to grasp it and you've got to deliver. And St. Johnstone have done that. As Kevin on Twitter pointed out, getting right in about us there, which was fair. So enjoy the Premier League next year. Hopefully Dundee United will be there as well from my point of view. But you know, well done to St. Johnstone because I didn't fancy their chances at all, but they've proved me wrong.
So I mean, should we talk about last week's picks then and get on to the extraordinary circumstances of some other things that happened for me in the outsider slot. I'll give it a wee chat about that at some point.
Let's go for it. As always, Joey Slenzak was our guest last week. Because of the time difference, and obviously Joey in America, an early morning start on Wednesday morning doesn't fit. So we'll run through Joey's results for him as well as our own. So starting with the bankers, I was in the Japanese J1 League for Gamba Osaka versus the Yokohama F Marinos. Really fancied Yokohama to win this. Said it on the show last week that just betting on them straight up at around even money was wonderful. But I took them on the double chance for that, just to nail in that banker. And they went ahead and won 2-0, despite getting a man sent off when they were 1-0 up in the 59th minute. So they just, oh, got a man sent off and we're 1-0 up. Let's just win 2-0. Brilliant. So that was 3-10 for the double chance, even money for just the away win. Very comfortable. Early payout.
Now, mine drifted about because City decided to rest some players for this, which Dave Greenfield had pointed out, I think, in the Facebook group, or certainly in our chat. I took Man City away at Chelsea to be my banker for this week. They won the game 1-0. They actually got a goal chopped off for a second goal. That. See, when you've got Alvarez as your like second choice striker, it's a bit of a ridiculous...
good, isn't it?
Step up from them. But yeah, they were comfortable in this game. They won it 1-0. Not quite the banker, the goals fest that I'd predicted, but who cares? You know, they won the game. 1-0.
Banker in. We strolled on to Joey, who was in the Belgian League for Bruges versus Antwerp. And he'd taken Antwerp here on the double chance. So a draw or Antwerp, a pretty big banker odds of 1-2. And we found out why those odds were big. Antwerp had zero shots on target and lost the game 2-0.
Yeah, not a good Antwerp zone. So the Bruges hate club have re-emerged as a thing. They go in the same pot as Hamilton, Morton, the Urawa Red Diamonds.
Stoke.
To welcome to the club, Bruges, but yeah, not to be for Joey.
Behave yourself with that chat about the Urawa Red Diamonds. I like what? The Urawa Red Diamonds.
Yeah, but you like them 50% of the time. And the other 50% is just like some blokes that turn up to play football. They're not footballers.
Just absolutely frustrating. So 2 out of 3 bankers, myself and Gordo with the bankers and Joey. Unfortunately, not getting his last week. On to the value picks then, and this is where I had a blip because we've mentioned it already, I backed Kilmarnock to win at home. They're just strong at home. It's a game they needed to win against what I consider not a very good St. Johnstone side just now. But Kilmarnock lost the game 1-0. They got a man sent off in the 44th minute, which sort of killed the game a wee bit. So if this game happened again this week, I'd probably leave it alone.
Yeah.
Such is the nature of scrapping it out at the bottom. So no value pick for me, and well done to St. Johnstone, who are safe now. So that's them. It's a straight shoot out at the bottom between Kilmarnock, Ross County and Dundee United.
Circling the drain. But yeah, unfortunate for you on that one. But I actually, this was the game that I was referring to. There was hijinks and things that I very much disliked. I'd taken Annecy away at New York, and they went up 1-0 16 minutes in. New York brought it back to 2-1, which was disappointing. Annecy then, 64 minutes in, back to 2 each. I'm like, brilliant. The boys are turning it on. You look at the stats. They had 15 goal attempts, 6 on goal. They missed a penalty in this to not win the game. They ended up drawing it 2 each. So I'd taken Annecy to win this at what I consider quite big odds, 15-11, 6-5, depending on where you got them for this. So pretty big variance in there, but it ended up a 2 each draw. Fucking raging that Andreas Bossetti missed that penalty for us there, because the notifications I was getting through my watch, I was like, great, this is perfect. This is ideal.
If he walked past you in the street when you went outside, like in half an hour's time, would you recognise him to pull him up?
Aye, I would actually. Because to be fair, he's played with a whole bunch of teams in France. He played with like Laval and Nice and Tours, and I think he actually get loaned out.
He could deliver my next Amazon parcel, and I wouldn't know him.
No, he'd fucking miss. He'd put it through the next door neighbour's box. So disappointing there for Alexi. But yeah, I felt a bit hard done to by that one because they had the chances and they had basically the best chance you can have, which is a pen there. So not to be in the value slot for me.
Joey's value then, he was in Austria, Klagenfurt versus Vienna. He'd taken both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. He got the first part, the both teams to score, but the game ended 1-1, so close. But no cigar for Joey in the values. On to the outsider picks, where we have been very good this season. I was back in Japan in the top flight, the J1 League, for Shonan versus Seretse Osaka, a team that I picked at the beginning of the season to have a better season than certainly the bookies and most people in the press would have expected. I like this Seretse Osaka team, and I was pretty confident they could do something away at Shonan at odds of 19 to 10. So just under 2 to 1. And they did. They won the game 2-0 pretty comfortably. So Seretse definitely one to watch. Maybe even more so though, Shonan one to watch. When you're picking your coupons over the summer, they are not good.
Yeah.
They're struggling. They're second bottom in the table. They're getting turned over at home in games against teams that most people will think will be mid table. So yeah, it was a good win in the outsider column for me. Basically 2-1.
Good pick in there. I wasn't so fortunate in the outsider column. I'd taken a Lille versus Marseille, a duel at the top of the French League One, to end up as a draw. Game went back and forth quite a bit. It was one each about 50 minutes in. Marseille scored first, then Lille. Marseille then got a goal varred off. Lille then scored to make it 2-1, and Marseille kind of couldn't apply much of the pressure there. The only other thing I would have said about this game was I was really swithering about taking this as a Marseille win or a draw. So I wasn't close to correct. I settled on the draw eventually because I thought, yeah, these teams are going to cancel each other out. But both teams actually only had 3 shots on target, despite a whole bunch of, like, if you look at the, I think Lille's XG was something ridiculous, like 1.8, and Marseille's was like 0.7. You're like, and those 3 chances, Jesus, those chances must have been
good chances.
Yeah, good chances. But yeah, not to be in the outsider there, and quite a disappointing one, to be honest, because I really thought that they would cancel each other out, or Marseille would have enough to kind of give Lille some more to think about, but not.
I take the outsiders as a tricksy. So I back all the podcast bets, you know, because I put my faith in Gordo and our guests every week. So regardless of what their picks are and how much I like or dislike them, they go on my coupon, yep, and I put real money on them. So I only need 2 out of the 3 after getting mine, and that was unfortunate.
Yeah, that was a shanner.
But it all started on Friday night with Joey's outsider in the Austrian Bundesliga, which was Reed versus Altac, that he'd taken as a draw. There was an 84th minute own goal scored by Reed, so this game ended 1-0 to Altac. So pretty unfortunate, pretty close, what looked like a close game, and only the own goal being the decider, so Joey didn't get his outsider in this week. Just 1 of 3 in outsiders, but essentially 2-1. If you backed all 3, you've broken even there. On to the charity picks. I stayed in the Japanese J-League, so the charity picks, £10 of our own money, pick from each of us, myself, Gordo, and Joey, and we put £10 on the treble. And all proceeds, should we get any, go to charity. We did not get any this week, and it was not helped with my pick on Saturday morning. Kashiwa versus Kobe had taken away win. It evens. Kobe went and took the lead. All great. Everything looking rosy. Kashiwa not up to much at all until a Kobe defender decided to score a spectacular 45-yard own goal. Incredible. I think I posted the footage in the Facebook group. Absolutely nothing doing. He wasn't even under that much. Like, think of all the things you can do when you're 45 yards away from your own goal, right? Hitting the ball into it. It's way
it's
down
pretty
on
low.
That list.
Pretty low down there.
Now, even worse for that, in our 5-team ACCA challenge that you've maybe heard me talk about, there's 20 of us or so that have contributed 50 quid at the beginning of the season each into this pot. And we track our results on a 5-team accumulator based on a fiver every week. And I am second in this table in the profit loss column by £4. Lauren leads the way. A shout out to Lauren. I'm £4 behind. All I need to do is make up that difference. And that was the only game I didn't get in on last week's. I would be in line for a grand. That goal has basically cost me a grand.
Yep.
A 45-yard
own goal.
Own goal. And this guy, Honda, has previous. He's done it before. Away at Kashiwa when he played for Kyoto Sanga 2 years ago. He scored like a 30-yard own goal where he lobbed his own keeper. against the same team. I want a steward's inquiry here on this guy.
Are you suggesting that maybe moved him to a bigger house?
Is incredible. To do it twice in your career is incredible. To do it twice in your career against the same opposition is madness. But yeah, check out our Facebook group. I've posted the goal there. What a heartbreaking way to potentially miss out on four figures. But hey, and also for charity, to miss out on the charity bit.
Luckily, it wasn't just you who didn't get their charity in. This was Queen Gamp versus Mets, and I'd taken Mets away from home, and I'd mentioned Georgets Mikutsadze, who last week we were talking about the two. So Napoli have got one of the Georgian strikers and Mets have the other. Both of them are like 20 and 24. He went on, started, and scored. 21 minutes in, he got a goal to start with, and I was thinking, brilliant, that's it. My two notifications I had were Annecy 1-0, Mets 1-0. Great, can't start any better. Both games kicked off at the same time. Queen Gamp got a goal in the second half, and this game ended 1-1. So the games I tried to get as away wins ended draws. The games I wanted as draws ended up as home wins. All one goal in them, which is a bit frustrating. But again, Mets had more of the ball, did less with it. They play on the counter, this team. They had three shots on goal versus Queen Gamp's five. In the second half, Mets turned it on a little bit. Queen Gamp turned it on a bit more than Mets. Mets only had one shot off target in the second half, so they weren't good value for getting back into this game. They were just really trying to hold on at that point. So not to be for Mets there, but they did get a point out of it, which meant that I killed the charity even more so.
They will switch to me. Gordon and I take it in turns, and the rule is if we both don't get them in, it switches. And as Gordon backed it last week, back onto me for this week in what will be a double. But here we go. Drum roll. Joey's charity pick, Suwon Blue Wings versus Ulsan Hyundai, took the away win at odds of 8-11, and they obliged. A 3-2 winner for Ulsan Hyundai in a back and forth game away at Suwon Blue Wings. And Joey got his charity pick in this week. So it was you and me that let it down. And
4-5 that went off at Joey's one. It drifted right out.
Just a small drift. 8-11.
I thought you said 6-11. Apologies.
No. 8-11 to 8-10. So, you know, let's do your fractions right, Gordon.
Drift. But yeah, so
small drift. But yeah, good price. Good price and a solid win in the Korean League. Not our best week. I mean, getting the banker outsider for me, quite happy with that, because that's obviously the bet you are most confident in, and then getting an outsider is always a big price. But we'd hope to do better in the final week of the season.
Yeah, let's just go 8 out of 8 and finish with a flourish, and then we can just chat to the patrons all summer. That's exactly the plan.
That is exactly the plan. So we've mentioned the Facebook group already. Come along. If you're on Facebook, search Trample Bet Podcast, join the group, be part of the conversation. We've got a few hundred members in there talking about. There was a lot of activity last week as well. Michael Garrett in there predicting St Mirren would get something away at Celtic. Well done. I think I was 6-1 in the double chance and what finished a 2-2 draw. So an excellent pick in there at big odds. But there's plenty of people giving us all their
Callum
thoughts.
Hodgert was in there as well.
Yeah, Callum was good. Very close on a multi-leg selection in the English playoffs. So there's loads of guys with good expertise in there talking about what they like for the weekend. So have a wee look through, join the conversation, get involved yourself. Tell us.
I actually wanted to bring up Matt Housel's mental one with Forrest, where he had like 10 selections on a bet builder, and it was let down by Saka not having a shot on target. It's ridiculous, but like he was, I don't think it was only 14-1, but when you seen the list, it was like both teams to receive a card, but Kyle Saka over 0.5 for Gabriel Jesus over 0.5, Taiwo Iwoniwi. That's, I'm very bad at pronouncing his name. Over 5 corners, and there was that.
He's a Forest fan as well, isn't he?
He is. He's a big Forest. I think he was at it actually.
Great result.
Great result for Matt in there, but very, very close to scooping a 14-1 number in there.
So that's the Facebook group. You can also give something back, support the podcast. If you like the show or if you listen to the show, that would be really appreciated. You can become a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon for around £6 a month. So you go to patreon.com/TramplebetTrample Bet, or just download the Patreon app on your phone. search for Trampled Bet. You get a whole host of stuff back in return for supporting us. You get this podcast as an early release, so as soon as we've recorded it, we upload it as a video podcast, so you get to see us all as we're recording the show. You get a special middle section that's coming up. So while the regular audio only podcast will go to a break and a short advert, you get a much more extended middle section where we talk about picks that we like for the weekend that perhaps didn't make the show, or we're close to making the show, but we've gone against them. As well as stuff that we like in other sports too. You get extra content shows. So we've just done one for the US PGA Championship. I was all over Xander Schauffele. He never quite made it, but I think he ended up like tied 18th and yeah. Ended in the top 10. He was done from the very get-go and then just yeah. Gradually made his way. Maybe if the tournament went on another day, we would have got there. But yeah, for just one pick, that was okay. Joey Brooks Koepka, he mentioned him in his rundown at the beginning. So I know Joey made a good return with Brooks winning the USPGA Championship. But we will have the Golf's US Open and the Open Championship coming up over summer as well. So there's a whole host of stuff in there. And the plan is, as always, for the regular show to take a break over the UK football off season. So this will be our last show for a few weeks on Spotify and on Apple and all that sort of stuff. But the content will continue on Patreon for our Patreon members over the summer, as the J-League does not stop and there's all sorts of football action around the globe that myself, Gordo, Dave, Joey and Jerome and Chris will be keeping an eye on and bringing to our Patreon members each week in a less structured format. But we will be there and there will be content for
Korea,
for
the Patreon, Norway. Yeah, you know, all these places, all Icelandic second division, I will be there.
Throw in some flat racing, throw in some darts, some baseball. There's plenty of stuff to keep us going over the summer. We really appreciate everyone that listens to the podcast. Thank you. We really appreciate all our Patreon members. Thanks to all those that already subscribe. But we would love some more, so do come and join us. Okie doke, that's the first half of the show done. We will be back after this short break for the final picks of the 2022-2023 season.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks, the final picks of the 2022-2023 season, Saturday, May 27th, 2023. Just myself and Gordo for the final show of the season. So a banker from each of us, a value from each of us, an outsider from each of us, and then a charity double to round us off, and hopefully we can end the season with some money being donated to charity. But with no show next week, which we will announce on our usual social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, the like. Okay, G-Man, bankers, here we go. And
Let's toss some coins here. I like this. This is, I know what yours is. We're both involved with each other in these.
They're both involved here. It's Saturday, 2:30 p.m. for the final game week in the German Bundesliga, the top flight in Germany. My banker is Dortmund versus Mainz. The home win for Dortmund here, 2-11 on 365. 1-5 if you shop around. One game left in the Bundesliga. Dortmund have gone top of the table as Munich lost 3-1 last week to Leipzig. So if Dortmund win this game, they win the league. And it's a league that Bayern Munich have won the last 10 times in a row. So this game is absolutely massive. They know what they need to do. They need to win at home against Mainz, and the title is theirs. Dortmund come into this game having won their last 11 home games in a row. They are dominant at home, and they're playing a ninth-placed Mainz team that are pretty much nailed on to finish ninth. Like, that's it. They've got nothing to play for. They're ninth. They're going to be ninth, barring Cologne winning in Munich like 5-0 or something, and overcoming a huge goal difference. So they're just going to finish ninth. They don't have anything to play for. They've also lost their last four matches on the spin. This is Dortmund couldn't ask for a better opponent in this spot in terms of form. The teams have played each other five times since the beginning of 2021. The first of those five was a draw. The next four, they've all been Dortmund wins, the four most recent matches. It's set up to be Dortmund's day. Everything points at a Dortmund win. 1-5 for a Dortmund win. It's just a stick on. Like, I can't see them passing this opportunity up.
Totally right. Totally right with that. I looked at this, nearly taking it as my banker. But let's flip the coin, go turn to the other guys. The bad guys in this situation, Bayern. Everyone's well, team that they I'm don't say, want to win this.
I'm going to say not still, even the bad guys. They should be the irrelevant guys in terms of Dortmund.
Absolutely.
They should be the irrelevant guys.
They should be. Dortmund will go out and win this and they'll win the league. But what Bayern need to do is win this game in case.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Because,
100%.
You know, them losing and Dortmund losing is a worse way for them to lose the title. They need to say, well, we can do everything. And if you look at the reason Bayern have lost this title has been their post-Champions League games have done them. So they played Man City and got cuffed 3-0. They then lost 3-1 to Mainz. A ridiculous result for them, which they you know they shouldn't have done. They came back from that. They beat Bremen 2-1 away. You look at their other losses in the league. They lost. They beat PSG midweek. Lost to Mönchengladbach at the weekend. They don't have the Champions League to worry about now. They're out of it. They need to win this game. Cologne, their opponents. I didn't even mention their opponents. Cologne, their opponents can't be any more middle. They're 10th. 18-team league. Right beside Mainz. They are smack bang. They can't be relegated. Can't be promoted. Last game of the season. They've got their feet up. I can't see anything other than a Bayern win here. They need to do their part in Dortmund's title win. I really want Dortmund to win the title, and I think they will. But Bayern can't take the foot off the gas here. Their fans won't let them do that. You know, there's pride in going out in because we were good in the Champions League. You'll get them at 3-10, 1-3, 2-7. Shop around, but
1-3 on 3-6-5, which for a banker is decent odds. A couple of ticks higher than Dortmund. Who on 3-6-5 just now are 2-11. So that combines. It's not the biggest in the world. Obviously, we're two people instead of three. But you combine them together, you get 0.57-1. So I will probably roll them into the value picks. And instead of having a banker treble this week, have some sort of banker value fourfold between the two of us.
Yeah.
And talking about the value picks, I am back in my favoured league, the Japanese J1 League. Saturday at 6 a.m, so an early start in the UK for Hiroshima versus Shonan, and we're now 14 games into the Japanese season. The J League's really starting to take shape here. You can sort of see what the stories are going to be for the rest of the year. Hiroshima are on 23 points. That's 7 points off the top, but they have a game in hand. They've only played 13 games instead of 14. I think that's a result of one of their fixtures being against the Urawa Red Diamonds, who were late into the Asian Champions League. So Urawa have only played 12 games and a couple of other teams have played 13, but pretty much everyone else has played 14. So 7 points off the top. It could easily be 4 points once they make up that game in hand. Shonan are second bottom. They are really struggling. I mentioned earlier they get beat by Cerezo Osaka in my outsider column last week, a home game against Cerezo, and Cerezo turned them over 2-0. So a struggling Shonan team just now. Form-wise, Hiroshima managed 6 points in the last five matches, but they've had a few really hard games in there. The last two matches were away from home games at top of the table, Vissel Kobe, and away from home again at third place, Nagoya Grampus 8. So I don't really mind the 6 points from a possible 15 because two of those games, the most recent ones, were really hard and they put in a good showing. Shonan have 1 point from their last five matches, and that 1 point came five games ago. So they're on a run of four straight defeats and they're just not very good. I fancy a strong performance here from Hiroshima after a couple of hard fixtures. This is a game that they'll be confident they can win, and I'm also confident they'll pick up 3 points. The odds here are getting lower and lower by the minute. So 7-10, 7-11, got dropped to 7-11, and I'm looking at it now on 3-6-5. and it's getting even lower. Let me just pull it up for Hiroshima. 13 to 20. So it's just dropping like a stone, this. So get on it sooner rather than
get on it soon. I'll make sure this is uploaded quick then. My value pick. A game I think you might have been interested in had I not got my picks in first. This is Darmstadt away at Fürth, and the final round of the Dritte Liga, the German second division. Is it Dritte Liga? Yeah, is that two? Eins, zwei, drei? No, that's third.
The Bundesliga is Vi.
Bundesliga is Vi. That's it. Apologies. So the Bundesliga is Vi. Top of the table, Darmstadt play 12th place Greuther Fürth. Singular game to go. Fürth are 4 points clear of the drop. You know what that means? Nothing. They don't need shit from this game. Darmstadt, on the other hand, are to win the league, need to win this game. Because they are 3 points clear of their rivals, Heidenheim, but they are plus 21 goal difference versus plus 30 goal difference. So tying in this is no good. There is no buenos attached to that. Darmstadt are the best team in the league. You know, they've taken 9 from the last 5. Fourth over the last 5 games are the worst in the league. They've taken 2 points from the last 5 games. Darmstadt's away form, best in the league, 29 points from 16 games. Fourth's home form, 8th in the league, 28 points from 16 games. This is a game that Darmstadt need to win. And it's a game that Fürth don't even need to turn up for. They could send anyone to play in it. It means nothing. They get nothing from it. I expect Darmstadt to win this game. Darmstadt's away form against Fürth. Last time they played was 2020. Darmstadt won this game 4-0.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I expect Darmstadt to win this. You'll get them at the odds of 8-5.
Big odds. Really good pick. I like it. I like it very much. I might even put this on my 5-team ACCA challenge, even though I only need a small one.
Yeah.
This week, just to
tide
I think it's a really good. It's a really good pick. Yeah, it will also mean my competitors. I'm only 4 points behind. Will need to put in a bigger shout on theirs as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like.
Shout out goes to Lauren here. I'm coming for you, Andy. In the background.
I need to make up that £4 difference, but you know this could be this could make it harder.
It could do.
For her, should it come in. So yeah, that's a value double then of Sanfrecce Hiroshima and Darmstadt. Wins for both, 3.29-1 for the value double this week. If you did, as I perhaps suggested, and added in the bankers there, made it into a fourfold, 5.76-1, plus your 10% bonus on 365, because these are all leagues with early payouts. You can get a decent return on that. So wins for Hiroshima and Darmstadt. On to the outsiders. So we look for a team or a result or a situation that the bookies have priced up as an underdog. I am in the German Bundesliga again. Obviously, it's a very important game. We talked about the top of the table. This is now looking at the European places. Frankfurt versus Freiburg, Saturday at 2:30 p.m. So the away side, Freiburg, are tied with Union Berlin on 59 points, though Union have a better goal difference by 4 goals. These clubs will definitely finish fourth and fifth in the table. Fourth gets a Champions League spot. Fifth gets a Europa League group stage qualification spot. So the prize is, there's a big difference in prize there. You really want that Champions League spot. And Union, by virtue of goal difference just now, are fourth and Freiburg are fifth. So Freiburg really need to win this game and hope that they can either overturn a big goal difference or that Union slip up in their game. It's a much less important game for the home side, Frankfurt, who technically could finish sixth and make Europa League, but they'd need two other fixtures to go in their favour, two teams to lose that probably won't lose, and they'd also need to reverse a goal difference discrepancy of 6 goals. So I'm going to consider them pretty much done. Form-wise, Freiburg taking 9 points in the last 5 games, Frankfurt just the 5 points. Freiburg also won this exact fixture, the head-to-head fixture at Frankfurt last season by 2-1. It's just such a massive game for Freiburg, and I think they've got enough to get the job done here, and at least ask the question of Union Berlin, who are at home to Bremen. So you'll get odds of 17 to 10 for a Freiburg victory.
Just the value section. Of the week.
Freiburg.
You like Freiburg here? Okay. Luckily, between us, someone is going at the big odds here.
Winner.
It's going to be a winner. This is Atalanta away at Inter. And I fancy them to win this game at 3-1, 16-5, depending on, again, where you take it. 3-1 on 365, probably the best place to take it because they might go up 2-0. So let's talk about why. Inter are the third best team in the league. They need points. Atalanta are the fifth best team in the league. They need points. They are currently 4 points outside of the Champions League slot, 3 points, sorry, outside of the Champions League slot, right in behind AC Milan. They're sitting in that Europa League area at the moment. So they need points here. Inter arguably don't when it comes to them. They technically need one to keep themselves in that Champions League round there. Atalanta need to win the games that they've got to play. Now, the reason that I backed Atalanta here is that Inter play the Coppa Italia final on the 24th. So that's today. They play that against Fiorentina. 3 days later, they have to play Atalanta. Now, congested fixture list. Plus, they have the Champions League final coming up in a couple of weeks. Yeah. They've got lots of things to be thinking about. I think if they're going to get 3 points, they're probably thinking about it doing it against Torino 2 weeks, you know, on the 4th when they've had a week's rest. And I would say if you said, oh, you're going to win the Coppa Italia, you'll lose to Atalanta, but win against Torino and you'll still get in the Champions League, Inter would take that just now. So a congested fixture list. Atalanta are rested for this game. They're up for it. Last week, they had a win against Verona. Last week, Inter lost to Napoli after getting a man sent off. So there's not much you can really read into that. But 3-1, Atalanta side that are only 5 points behind them in the league. I think that's a good shout. So 3-1, you'll get them.
I like it, G-Man. So that means the outsider double this week. So wins for SC Freiburg and Atalanta combined to 9.8-1. And you'll get a little for the double. I think you get like a 2.5% bonus at Bet365. So taking it around 10-1 for the outsider double this week. And that'd be nice to round the season on a high, a season which we've done very well in the outsiders. It would be fitting to get that in. On to the final charity bet of this season then. It will just be a double pick for myself, pick from Gordon. I'll be putting £10 of my own money on that. And any returns go to a charity, which we'll announce when the bet comes in. I'm sticking in Japan. So 2 picks in Germany, 2 picks in Japan for me in the top flights this week. For the Yokohama F Marinos against Avispa Fukuoka. Yokohama up to second in the J-League table. They're just 3 points behind league leaders Vissel Kobe. They're in great form. They've taken 10 points from the last 5 matches. Their home record is excellent. They've got 14 points from just the 6 home games. Avispa are 9th in the table. So they're pretty decent. They're always solid, Avispa Fukuoka. 9th in the table with 20 points, but all their points come at home. Like they're solid, but they're solid at home. They've only managed 3 points on the road this season from 6 away games. So the home-away split here really makes this a great bet on a very good Yokohama F Marinos team, a very decent price of 7-10. So to round us off for the 2022-2023 season, my final pick in the charity column is a win for the Yokohama F Marinos at home to Avispa Fukuoka.
Cool. Well, you had 2 in Germany and 2 in Japan. I had 2 in Germany and 2 in Italy. My final pick of the football calendar year for Trample Bet in the charity slot is a home win for La Salernitana versus Udinese at the price of 13-8. So a big, big priced charity to finish. And you might think, why? Because neither of these teams need anything. Well, I'll tell you why. Salernitana scraped themselves out of relegation contention. You know, just about Christmas, they looked like they were done. This is their last 5 results. A 2-each draw with Roma, a 1-0 win against Atalanta. They lost to Empoli. They drew 3 each with Fiorentina, and they drew 1-1 with Napoli. They are a team who Paulo Sousa, who came in just about Christmas time, has got out of, you know, that those 5 games are all legitimate chances at Europe. All of those teams, well, Empoli in there, maybe not so, but 4 teams that often play in the final stages of European competition in there. And they're getting draws or better against them. I took them to draw against Atalanta, and they ended up beating them with a 90th minute goal. That did me 1 week. Contrast that with Udinese's last 4 away games. All losses, all without scoring. So they lost to Fiorentina 2-0. They lost to Lecce 1-0. They lost to Roma 3-0. They lost to Bologna 3-0. They've taken an absolute doing, and they just don't need anything from this game. I think Salernitana will come out here and win this game. Probably 1-0. You know, they're not a team that are known for their tons of goals being scored. But they've got themselves safe. They're on the ascendancy now. Udinese are not. It just seems like a good time to be taking them at what is quite a big price. So you'll get Salernitana at home at 13-8.
Nice, G-Man. Like the reasoning. An ambitious charity pick there, which is very good because it means the charity double of wins for the Yokohama F Marinos and Salernitana works out at 3.46-1. Include the little 2.5% bonus. The tenner turns into £45.49.
Not bad.
So hopefully that's the amount that I will be announcing I'm donating to charity after the weekend. Okie doke. 8 picks. Just 2 of us to round off the season. The mega coupon, if you fancy smashing all 8 picks together into one coupon, turns a fiver into £2,000 on Bet365. So that's all right. That'd be a nice way to round off.
A pleasant exit, that is.
To round off this season. Just to say a big thanks to everyone that listens to us. We did the pitch earlier for Patreon. There will be content on Patreon throughout the summer while the regular podcast takes a break. So do join us on there. Give something back to the show for £6 a month. Join the Facebook group. Get involved in the conversation. I'm sure we will have a lot of content on there from our various different contributors and members of the group. A big thank you to all our guests this season. So Joey Slenzak, Dave Greenfield, Jerome Else, Chris Kelly. Thank you very much, guys, for the hard work you've put in, not just on the regular podcast, but also all our extra content shows, the Cheltenham Festival, the golf, and the various other events that we've covered. We really appreciate it. It is a lot of hard work. And you know, we all do this for the love of doing it. This is not a money spinner. This podcast wipes its face.
It does, pretty much. We got new mics this season, which was lovely.
And that's it. We see no financial reward apart from the winners that everyone contributes. So I've done well on my Bet365 account this season. So thanks to all the guests for that and everyone that's thrown a pick in the Facebook group. Also, a massive thank you to Gary Black, our producer. Gary does all the work behind the scenes to turn what is essentially a Zoom call into the show, the polished show that you hear every week. And he deals with the connection issues and all the other technical difficulties that go on in the background. Does a tremendous job. Doesn't get mentioned enough.
He does not.
So thank you very much, Gary.
Our silent hero pleasure. In the background there is Gaz. That's him. And I know he does
the good work.
I know he was disheartened with Dumbarton's performances this season. So, this is your time, Gary, if you want to just do a little chip in here of an audio recording talking about, you can do like 8 minutes on why Dumbarton's playoff results didn't go well for you.
Hello, producer Gary here. Unexpectedly recording about Dumbarton's playoff failure. The real question is not what happened to Dumbarton in the last quarter of the season, where they barely picked up any points. The real question is what's happening with the ownership of the club. The company that owns the majority shareholding, Cognitive Capital, all of their directors have quit, leaving the only person in, a guy who's banned from being the director of a company. Last we heard, Companies House had registered a warning that the company will be closed down within 2 weeks if they don't appoint any new directors. And there seems to be something going on about just before, you know, the one thing the directors did do is approve a £1.5 million loan to the company secured against the land that Dumbarton Stadium's on without any outside agreement, or Dumbarton seen any of that money. So playing in League 2 is fine. It'd be a miracle if there's a club to play by the time it reaches the end of the summer. Enjoy your summer. Bye.
It's very possible Dundee United are involved in a playoff soon as well, so I've maybe got that to look forward to too. Gordon, thank you very much. It's been another fun year.
It has been. I'm looking forward to the next. I'm looking forward to a wee break on the regular show and just chilling with the patrons over summer, talking about the Alfsven scan is my plan. And the K League for me as well. So getting involved with that. But yeah, a bit of baseball in between. But yeah, just big thanks to yourself, Andy, and thanks to all the patrons as well for, you know, keeping us in business. As Andy says, we do it for the love of it. If we were doing it for money, we'd have a bookie link that you could sign up at. We'd get 10% of your cut from this. It's just not what we want to do. We do this because we genuinely want to talk about coupons. So thanks to everyone that supports.
Genuinely want to win them. So hopefully we'll be signing off and we can announce on our social channels some good results from the 8 picks that we've done this week. That's it. That's the 2022-2023 season. Thank you, everybody. We will see you back for the 2023-2024 campaign. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.